Glenbey. Speaks.
This is Paulie, your alumni coordinator at Glenbey. Of course, we just had our 2017 Rock Creek picnic. Hundreds of people coming to Rock Creek for fun, fellowship, food, live music, games. And we had two fantastic speakers this year. First up was Len, who went through Glenbey. He's a current Glenbey employee, and he told the story of that infamous trip to rehab that we've all made.
As I think back to the first time I arrived at this facility in November of 2011, I wasn't all that sure I wanted to be part of recovery. I had gone to some 12-step meetings. It's somebody else's encouragement, somebody else's insistence.
He went on to explain the final words from his spouse.
The last statement from my wife before I was dropped off was, "You know you're in the middle of nowhere and it's a long walk home."
How many of us heard something similar when we were dropped off, right? Len went on to explain his moment of clarity.
But a funny thing happened while I was here. And I see evidence of it every day as I pull out of the parking lot. As you leave each parking lot, there's a little sign that talks about hope. And through the course of the 28 days I spent as a patient here at Glenbey, not only was that seed of hope planted, encouraged, but it began to grow.
It's amazing, right? Absolutely amazing when we get that moment. And then he summed it up beautifully.
At the time I checked in, I wasn't sure that I wanted a week of clean time. A week of recovery. By the time I left here, I was convinced not only that I wanted it, but that I had the ability and tools and resources to accomplish that.
Our main speaker for the day was a woman named Catherine Kay, who went through Glenbey several years ago. She explained her relationship with alcohol.
When I took that first drink, all bets were off, and there was no telling where I was going to end up, who I was going to end up with, where I was going to be at. I wouldn't know. I would wake up in places with people that I had no idea. I didn't know these people. I didn't know where I was at. And that was my normal.
Then she went on to share about her early recovery, and as you know, it's filled with pitfalls.
Everything that I could probably possibly do wrong or argue about my sponsor with, I did. I don't know how I stayed sober those first 6 or 8 months. I have no idea. Somebody told me it's called advanced grace.
Advanced grace. That's the first time I'd actually ever heard that. An amazing way to put it, right? How many of us look back at those, honestly, like the first 2 years sometimes, and just shake our heads and go, I cannot believe I made it through that, right? She went on to explain what a lot of us do, herself included, which is when we start to behave correctly, we expect everyone to cheer.
They've always been able to go to work, bring home a paycheck, take care of their animals, have their babies, you know, do all the stuff that people in society do. And now I'm saying, oh, look at me, I got a job, or I made it to work on time, or I didn't tell a lie. They don't want to hear that stuff.
She wrapped up by sharing experience, strength, and hope on the 12th step.
When I try to help somebody, I can't make somebody hit their bottom. I can't make somebody be willing. Nobody could do that for me. And I know it's, people tell me, well, you stayed sober. If somebody goes back out or they choose not to do this, you stayed sober. I did. I did stay sober. But it hurts because this way of life is, I don't know how to explain it in words. It's beautiful. It's just absolutely beautiful. And I had no idea.
It's funny, my sponsor would always say the same thing. I would tell him how good my life was getting, and he would say, just wait, you have no idea. And he was right, it keeps getting better. It was an amazing day, an amazing picnic. Fellowshipping was fantastic. Thanks to all who attended and to all who made it happen. And mark it down next year. All right, the 2018 Alumni Family and Friends Rock Creek Summer Picnic will happen July 21st, 2018.
Glenbey. Speaks.